From livingoverexisting.com, this is The Low Podcast, an audio outlet for women entrepreneurs and founders who want to build a successful business without sacrificing the life she desires. Each week, we interview incredible women from different industries and backgrounds on their journey to success, how they are living on purpose, pushing past fear, and managing their lives around entrepreneurship. Turn the volume up and get ready for honest conversations on what it's really like to be a female entrepreneur. I'm your host and founder of Living Over Existing, Alicia Robertson. Hey, you guys. I'm Alicia Robertson. I am the founder of livingoverexisting.com. I'm also a business coach and I'm an author. So I actually wrote a book called Living Over Existing as well, which kind of kicked off this whole thing. So this is your quick tip of the week. As you guys know, I come on here almost every morning to share one quick tip that will either help you to just really thrive in both your life or in your business. So today I wanted to come over here and talk about three boundaries, or like the three really stress relieving boundaries that you should be setting in your business. So I'm going to be talking about specifically for like service-based entrepreneurs, just because that's kind of like my zone of genius. But even if you're not a service-based entrepreneur, these are still three boundaries that you absolutely must be setting in your business in order for you to not be extremely overwhelmed, not be extremely burnt out or stressed out, and so that you are actually doing the work that you love and doing it with intention. So doing it with a bigger purpose. So when I'm talking about these three boundaries, I'm going to be talking about it a lot from my own personal experience, because not setting these three boundaries in place when I first started coaching is one of the reasons why I ended up in like a severe state of burnout, why I had to like tear everything down in my business, you know, in order to like revive myself and completely start over again. So I'm going to be talking about these three boundaries definitely from a place of experience. If you are new here, then you should know that I don't talk about anything that I have not experienced or tried out myself before. I am not one of those people. Anything that I share or anything that I teach is definitely going to be from a place of experience. So either I've experienced it or I've helped one of my clients to experience it for themselves. So again, if you are just hopping in, my name is Alicia Robertson. I am the founder of livingoverexisting.com. I am a business coach and also an author as well. And I also run a membership community through Living Over Existing called The Low Collective. So again, today I'm talking about the three boundaries, or like the three stress relieving boundaries that you should be setting in place in your business. So I wanted to talk about this because not only have I experienced this myself, but when I'm working with like service-based entrepreneurs, so that can be a coach, a consultant, a freelancer, it can be an event planner, it can be a web designer, people who provide a service to their audience. When I'm working with these entrepreneurs and we're talking about packaging up their like signature offer and getting it launched out and like delivered to their audience, one of the big issues, or like one of the big roadblocks that I see many of those entrepreneurs like come in contact with, is they are afraid that if they go into running a service-based business, that if they launch, you know, this service-based business where they're taking on clients constantly, they are afraid that if they are doing this, they're working one-on-one or they're working in a group setting, they're afraid that at some point it's going to like cross over into their personal life, meaning they feel like they are not going to be able to have the freedom that they want in their business because they're working so closely with clients, or they are afraid that, you know, they're not going to be take time off, or it's going to go against their non-negotiables. And I can definitely see where that hesitation comes in, because when you think about working with clients, when you think about, you know, providing a service and providing an excellent service and a great experience for your customers, you do feel like you have to pour a lot of yourself into that. And while that is true, that does not mean that you cannot live the life that you desire. It does not mean that you have to be completely stressed out or overwhelmed by the amount of clients that you're taking on, or even the type of clients that you're taking on. And one of my biggest pieces of advice when, you know, my clients run into this problem is to just get really clear on the boundaries that you need to set in place from the jump or from the start before you start taking on these clients, so that when you are, you know, getting client after client, you're not going against your non-negotiables. You're not feeling like you're sacrificing, you know, the life that you desire. You're not feeling like you are sacrificing the freedom that you desire, and that you can truly run a business that is allowing you to thrive in both your personal life and the brand that you are building. So the very first boundary that I wanted to talk about today is your time. So when I first started coaching many, many years ago, it feels like, so I've been business coaching almost 7 years now, if not more. One of my big issues was being way too flexible. And like to some extent, it's okay to like be flexible and make sure that you are able to work with clients at times that like are good fit for them, but not to the point where, again, you are going against your non-negotiables. So I would take on clients on the weekends. I would take on clients late at night. And it got to a point where I would get really, really annoyed with, you know, taking on clients when I could have been out with my friends, or taking on clients when I really just wanted to be like decompressing from the day and like relaxing. But because I felt like I couldn't tell my clients no, and because I didn't have any boundaries set in place at, you know, from the start, I continue to allow my clients to kind of cross those boundaries, or lack of boundaries that I had. And I was allowing them to book whenever they wanted to book. Instead of having like a schedule, I allowed them to tell me when I should be available. And that's one of the things that really stressed me out to the max and really made me almost regret taking on those clients. But little did I know back then, all I had to do was really put some boundaries in place so that my clients knew when I was available, when I would be responding back to them, and like when I would be taking on those calls. So you are in control of your time. You are in control of your schedule. And one of the boundaries that you need to set in place from the very beginning is that boundary against your time. So if you do not want to take clients on a weekend, then you need to let it be known up front. Here is my typical client schedule. You can schedule your times in between, you know, these dates. I do not, absolutely do not do weekends. If you are someone who wants to be done with work before 5 o'clock, then you need to let your clients know ahead of time, this is one of my non-negotiables. We're going to have to schedule our calls, our check-ins, whatever the case may be, before we get to, you know, 5 o'clock. So you really do have to set those boundaries around your time if you don't want to feel like your clients are pretty much controlling you. Another issue that I had with my time as well was I didn't have a clear boundary around my communication with my clients. So I was giving my phone number to clients, which means at one case, I had a client who was texting me late at night about her client work, and it completely just blew me. But again, because I didn't have those boundaries set in place, because I didn't clearly let them know how I wanted them to communicate with me, they felt that it was okay to be texting me at 10 o'clock at night about client work when I was trying to go to sleep. So absolutely set boundaries around your time, set boundaries around how you're going to communicate with your clients, when you're going to be communicating with your clients. So now one of the things that I do is in our like an onboarding kind of template that I provide to my clients, I let them know like ahead of time, these are the times that I am working on client work. These are the times that you can contact me, and these are the typical days that I take on client calls. If you have any problems with that, you know, we may can try to work something out, but if, again, it goes against my non-negotiables, I'm not having it, because I want to be able to thrive in both my life and in my business. And I can't do that if I am constantly going against my non-negotiables in order to appease my clients. Yes, you want to keep your clients happy, but if you are, again, not being your best self, if you're not feeling your best, or if you're resenting your clients because you are always going against what you really want to do, then you can't really put your best work out there and you're going to be miserable most of the time. So definitely make sure that you are putting boundaries around your time. The second boundary that you should be placing within your business is around your product. So another story for you for when I first started coaching. I had a client who I had just raised my prices, y'all, to like $150, which from going from $35 an hour to $150 an hour, like that was a big deal to me back then, even though it was still like chump change. And I was so excited when I got a potential client who was ready to like work with me. Everything sounded great. I really liked the industry that she was in. I was really excited to like dive in and work with her. And come to find out, like, what she really needed was an assistant and not a business coach. So she had me like advising on tasks that had absolutely nothing to do with the program that she had signed up for. But because back then I was so desperate for clients and like I was so amazed that somebody would pay me $150 to like do this work for them, I was afraid to tell her, hey, this isn't like in my zone of genius. This isn't what I'm used to doing. You know, this has absolutely nothing to do with what you paid for. You're going to have to find somebody else. I just kind of bended my offer in order to fit what she needed. And that was a huge no-no. Because when I tell y'all, I was miserable the entire time that we were working together. I was counting down the time for our session to end so that I wouldn't have to keep doing work that I wasn't excited about. And that's one of the things that you're going to have to do or set around your, specifically around your product. And it's also one of the reasons why having a very clear, some people call it like your framework. Some people will call it like your success path, or like I call it your signature process. That's why it's so important for you to have these things set in place so that you know, okay, I'm going to help you get from point A to point B. These are the steps that I'm going to help you to, you know, get to that end result. If what that client is wanting doesn't fit within that framework or fit within that process that you have created to help them to get to that end result that they say that they are desiring, then that client is someone that you are probably should not be working with. And I think one of the things that we struggle with as business owners is that we don't want to turn away money, or like we don't want to say no to money, but all money isn't good money. All money isn't going to make you happy. All money isn't going to help you to get to that level of success that you desire. And especially if this client is asking you to bend your program and to change up how you work in your business in order to suit them, you're not going to do anything but resent them. You're not going to do anything but be annoyed because you have completely changed up your framework or completely changed up like what you're doing in your business in order to suit this one person who honestly didn't really need what you had to offer in the first place. Hey, Stacey. So you really do have to put a boundary around your work, or put boundaries around your product, and be willing to say, hey, from what I'm hearing right now of what you're needing, it's not going to fit into my program or what I have to offer. And you can either say, you know, I'm sorry, like this isn't going to be a good fit. Or, you know, if you have people that you can recommend them to, maybe try doing that. But you really do have to remember that all money isn't good money. And the goal for building a business with intention is to be able to work in your zone of genius every single day. And if you are bending your product, if you are bending your program in order to fit every individual client, you're never going to be working in your zone of genius. You're just going to be annoyed at the fact that you are doing this work that you're not excited about. And that's going to be the best surefire way for you to end up completely exhausted and completely burnt out from the work that you're doing. So that is the second boundary that you need to be setting in your business. You need to be putting boundaries around your actual product. And the third boundary that you should be setting in your business is around your price. So I also have a story for this of how an old client of mine said she couldn't afford, you know, my service, which it's fine. I would never pressure anybody to work with me if financially it isn't feasible. But again, because I wanted to take on new clients, because I felt like I needed to take on new clients and wanted the money, I lowered the cost of my program in order to be able to better fit her budget. And in the end, I again was miserable because I was doing way more work than what I was getting paid for. And on my end, the work that I was putting in wasn't worth, you know, the amount that I had charged for her. But because I didn't have any boundaries set in place, because I was afraid to let a client go, and I was afraid to like speak up for myself, essentially, I ended up doing way more work than what I was getting paid for. And it really made me annoyed. It really made me frustrated. And again, it made me feel like I couldn't fully put my best self in because I couldn't get past my feelings of not being charged my worth. So you really do, again, have to put a boundary around the price that you're offering and also not be willing to budge on that price. That doesn't mean that you can't work with your clients. So if your client honestly cannot afford to pay you, you know, your amount in full, then maybe you could offer them some type of like payment plan where they pay, you know, over the course of you guys working together. That's fine. You can work with people like that in that way because you're still going to eventually get the same amount. And I honestly like when clients, you know, pay in payment plans because it helps me to predict how much money I'm going to be having coming in over the next few months. So working with your clients in that capacity is completely fine. But when it comes to discounting your rates, that is a no-no. When it comes to doing free work, that is a no-no. And I know a lot of people are like, you're just starting out, you should be doing this work for free. I don't believe in that either. I believe if you have the experience, you know, you have the expertise, regardless if you've just been doing this for 3 days or if you have been doing this for 3 years, you should be charging your worth from the jump. So the third boundary that you need to set in your business needs to be around your price. If the price is what you're charging, it's what you have on your website, it's what you have in your proposals, then that's the price that you should be charging. If anything, you should be raising your prices. And if you come to a client that, you know, really wants to work with you and they're excited, but they can't afford what you're charging, then honestly, at that point, that's when you can offer a payment plan. But if they're still like, can't afford it, then unfortunately, you're going to have to tell that client no, and that, you know, you'd be happy to work with them once they are financially able to afford it. Or maybe even you have like a downsell offer, so like a smaller product that you can offer to them that costs less but will still help them you know, kind of get started in their business or like whatever your industry in. But please do not lower your rates just because a client says they can't afford you, because you'll never be able to hit like your income goal for the year. You'll never be able to truly work with clients who value your work and see the value in the work that you're doing. If they are only looking at the price, then like that's not someone who is able to like make a true investment in their business or like whatever industry that you are in. The price is what it is. So you can't budge on that because you have goals you need to hit and you also need to be compensated for your time. So you guys, those are the three boundaries that you should be setting in your business. So number one is your time. If you don't want to work on weekends, then you need to let that be known up front. If you don't want clients to be texting you at 10 o'clock at night and be, you know, expecting a response by 10:03, you need to be letting that known up front. The second boundary is going to be a boundary around your product. You have your specific framework. You have your signature process. You have the thing that you go through within your program with each and every client. You should be setting boundaries around that. So when a client comes and says, hey, I need a virtual assistant, when you are a business coach, you can automatically say, hey, I can't help you here, but let me send you to someone who possibly can. So you really do have to have boundaries around your actual product so that you can continue to operate in your zone of genius. The third boundary that you need to make is the price. the price is what it is. If your audience needs help or if your clients need help, it's okay to offer them a payment plan if that fits into like your specific industry. If not, then it is what it is. But you should not be discounting your rate just because your client says that, you know, I can afford $300 when you're charging $1,000. If they can't afford it, then there's really nothing that you can do about that. And I think as entrepreneurs, and especially as women entrepreneurs who really want to help people, we have to let go of that guilt of someone else not being able to afford us. That's essentially not our problem. You know, there are a lot of people who can't afford what we have to offer. So we can't bend the rules. We can't, you know, lower our value because someone else may not be in a position to pay what you feel like you are worth. If that's the case, if they're not able to take on like a payment plan instead, then maybe you could downsell them into a smaller option, or you can send them to someone who you know may be able to fit into their budget. So I don't want you guys to end up burnt out like I was. I don't want you to resent your clients like I did. I don't want you to feel like you are not being able to fully do good work because you're not operating in your zone of genius. And by not setting these three boundaries around your time, around your product, around your price, you're just going to continue to do work that is like you're not going to be excited about it. And I truly want you to wake up every single day and be able to say, I'm doing what I love. I feel like I'm making an impact. I feel like I'm making good money. But again, you're not going to be able to do that if you are constantly budging and bending because you're trying to keep your clients happy. Yes, you want your clients to be happy, but your opportunity to make them happy is going to be when you are helping them to get that end result, when you are creating that incredible client experience. But you can still set boundaries around how you can do that. If that means not giving your clients your phone number so they can text you at 2 a.m., then that's it. You know, wow them during regular work hours, but don't bend yourself or bend your product or bend your price in order to keep everyone happy, because you're going to be the one who ends up miserable. All right, you guys, so I hope that this little session here was helpful. I hope that you've gotten some ideas of how you can begin implementing more boundaries into your business. If you are interested in learning more about how to craft and launch your signature service offer and also take on clients with less stress and more intention, then I invite you to sign up for the waitlist for The Low Collective, which is our membership community for service-based women entrepreneurs who are, again, wanting to launch and create their signature service offer and also learn how to set boundaries around their clients and really feel like they are doing great work without going against their non-negotiables. So I want you to sign up for the waitlist because doors are actually going to be opening up in a few short weeks. So you can click the link in my bio to sign up for the waitlist, or you can head over to joinlow.com. So that's joinlow.com to get on the waitlist. This community is incredible. We just moved to a new website for the community. There's going to be a lot of things that I'll be introducing. There are live coaching calls, live office hour sessions where I bring in my friends to teach. So it's a really incredible space for any woman who is looking to really thrive in both her life and in her business. So head over to the waitlist. You can click in the link in my bio to sign up. Also, there may be a little surprise coming for you on Black Friday too. So make sure that you are marking your calendar and that you are on that waitlist so you can be the first to know. Hey Mo. All right, you guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me, and I will chat with you again next week. If you love this episode, don't forget to rate the show and leave a review over on the Apple Podcast app. You can also share your favorite episodes with me over on Instagram at @livingoverexisting. I love seeing screenshots of your favorite episodes. And if you're looking to connect with us further, every single Sunday in our newsletter, The Weekly Three, we send out one affirmation, one podcast, and one article designed to help you have the best week ever. You can sign up now by heading over to livingoverexisting.com/newsletter.